Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower Dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. In Saginaw County, authorities are warning residents about a scam involving callers who falsely claim to represent the sheriff's office. Officials say more than a dozen county residents have received phone calls alleging they missed jury duty and must immediately pay a fine to avoid arrest. In some cases, victims reportedly lost money or shared personal information with the callers. The Saginaw County Sheriff's Office and local court officials stress that they do not contact people by phone to demand payment for missed jury service. Anyone who receives one of these calls is encouraged to hang up and report the incident directly to the Saginaw County Sheriff's Office. And yesterday morning in Huron County District Court, Janelle Amber Furtado, currently on a delay of sentence, addressed outstanding restitution and court costs. Furtado owes $664.20 in restitution to crime victims, along with additional fines. Assistant Prosecutor Alexander Pahani noted Furtado's completion of the Thinking Matters program and recent employment, recommending a 90-day probation extension. This extension aims to facilitate payment of the restitution, which takes priority. Judge Ferris confirmed Furtado's ability to make biweekly payments. Furtado stated that a theft and dishonesty misdemeanor on her record has created employment obstacles in the medical field. The court extended Furtado's probation for 90 days. If all financial obligations are met within this period, the case will be dismissed and the misdemeanor and arrest record will be removed. A review is scheduled for August 28th at 9 a.m. However, Furtado's appearance will not be required if payments are completed. And upgrades to Lexington Harbor, Marina, and Parks are all making progress. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is spending about $8 million on renovations to the marina and harbor during dredging along with boat launch improvements and breakwall repairs. Because of that work, there will be interruptions with closures at the marina's fueling stations, the pump-out stations, the dock, and slips. To know what is accessible or not will be listed on the Harbor Redevelopment Project, is contained on their DNR website at michigan.gov/DNR. Also, about $5.5 million worth of renovations have been done to the parks with a new amphitheater and stage, new bathrooms, and concession stand. When we come back from this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
New free phones have arrived at Thumb Cellular. That's right, whether you're an Apple or Android user, there's a free phone for you at Thumb Cellular. The iPhone 17e and the Galaxy A17 have arrived. Totally yours, totally free. Can it get any better? Yes, it can. When you switch to Thumb Cellular or activate a new line, you'll also get a free month of service, giving you even more value right from day one. Thumb Cellular has friendly local service you can count on. Plus, you'll save even more with Thumb Cellular's straightforward unlimited plans, offering options for every budget and need. With a 45-day satisfaction guarantee, you can make the switch with confidence. A better network, a better value, and a better way to stay connected. But don't wait. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through June 30th, 2026. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb for 35 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, new exhibit spotlights abolitionists' legacy of Theda Stevens. A state-of-the-art museum exhibition dedicated to the life and political legacy of 19th century statesman Thaddeus Stevens has officially opened to the public in Pennsylvania. The exhibit features newly uncovered historical documents, personal correspondence, and artifacts highlighting Stevens' fierce advocacy for the destruction of slavery and his pivotal role in drafting the 14th Amendment. Curators designed the installation to emphasize his enduring impact on American civil rights jurisprudence. Educational institutions are integrating the exhibit's digital archives into regional history curriculums. Historians attending the opening ceremony remarked that Stevens' uncompromising approach to constitutional equality offers valuable historical content for modern discussions on legislative civil rights frameworks. And in our international news, global shipping congestion swells near strategic Strait of Hormuz. Maritime tracking data indicates a significant accumulation of commercial cargo vessels and oil tankers anchoring outside the Strait of Hormuz due to heightened military intentions in the region. Shipping insurance premiums have surged over the past 48 hours following reported exchanges of defensive strikes between international forces and regional coastal batteries. Commercial operators are delaying transit windows as they await updated security guidance from international naval coalitions. The congestion has triggered immediate concerns regarding short-term stability in global energy markets, given that a massive portion of the world's daily petroleum supply passes through the narrow waterway. Global maritime bodies are urging all operating states to respect international shipping lanes and ensure unhindered passage for commercial civilian vessels. When we come back from this Morrell Equipment sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morrell Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morrell. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morrell Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morrell Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
We have no obituaries to report at this time. And it's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe.